Yeah, well, look, I'm physio manager, so I'm not directly treating patients here in the HSC, but certainly from talking to our staff, the reports I'm getting are that people particularly who've had previous issues, like say, for example, somebody who's had a stroke or Parkinson's, those people who've had those diagnoses and issues haven't been mobilising as much since March. It has absolutely affected their mobility. They haven't been out going to the shops, going to meet other people, going to church. All those things have affected people's mobility over the last really 10, 12 months nearly now. And really what I'm here to do is to try and encourage people to keep active, keep moving, do certain basic exercises to improve your mobility. But yes, there is reports out there that our public's mobility has definitely reduced due to the impact of cocooning and not mobilising as much.
And are you finding that conditions that maybe were improving before the start of the pandemic, that they did get worse, as in even if people had stuff that they could have done at home, that they maybe would have been doing at home with regular appointments, did even things like that start to deteriorate?
Yeah, well, you see, we obviously have been limited in our ability to bring people in for appointments to see them. Mm. That has had an impact in itself. And we haven't been seeing people as much as we would normally see them. And that also has had an impact. And in general, like, you know, groups and you know, things like the stroke support group haven't been up and running. And they would have been doing regular exercise with that cohort. Mm. We haven't been able to run our exercise programs that we would have done with our Parkinson's patients over the last 9 and 10 months. And that has had an impact. So All of those little bits have built up basically in relation to these people that need to keep moving, and it absolutely has had an impact.
So what would you recommend that people can do to stay active at the time with services that are still available and possibly services that are available through the HSC? So what supports are still there for them, or what can they do at home?
Yeah, so basically the supports that are there is that at the moment we're quite limited in relation to our ability to bring people in because the community transmission is still so high. And, you know, prior to December and January, when things really closed down, we were bringing certain cohorts of patients in for interventions. Again, our numbers of interventions have been limited. So what we're doing is we're advising people in relation to their mobility. We've been giving them exercise programs to work on at home. We've been linking with people over the phone, just discussing with them what the mobility issues are, asking them to do specific things, sending them out exercise programs by email and post, and doing virtual contacts as well. So anybody who's had ability to have access to a laptop or an iPad that we can see them at home, we've been doing virtual contacts as well with our clients.
Are those things still available to people who maybe haven't availed of them as of yet, or do they have to be referred through, or how does it work?
Yeah, well, people do need to be referred to us for intervention, and you can go through your GP, or if you've been on our caseload, you can contact us directly. But generally, it's GP, public health nurse, health professional referral is normally the mode of access to physiotherapy in the HSC, Sheila.
And I know that there has been a leaflet for exercises for older people to practice at home and things like that.
Yeah.
Where can maybe people avail of that? And say if you are still caring for somebody and you're obviously still able to go into their home at this time, but you know they're not leaving, how do you encourage them in the right way, maybe through this, to stay a little bit active, even if it's just like walking around the house or doing a lap of the kitchen or something?
Yeah. Well, in relation to your independent mobility, there are specific muscles that you do need to activate and work. And that exercise leaflet that was produced by our national physio body, and there's lots of leaflets out there currently produced by sports partnerships and that, and they give basic exercises to work the major muscle groups in order to maintain your mobility and independence. Those leaflets are available widespread online. And also they were posted out to people's homes with the information that was posted out via the county council. But if anybody wants to access those leaflets, I could send them to you in Northern Sound, but you could have them up on your website. Mm-hmm. We can do that. If people specifically want them, they can contact the County Council helpline, which can also send them out. And then through their GP, if they ask their GP, that information has been available to GPs as well.
At what point is it kind of too much? At what point should you stop? You know, I know sometimes your fight may be moving through a pain or a twinge or something to try and hopefully improve it by moving. But at what point is it like, no, that actually is putting strain on it and maybe I shouldn't continue to work on that?
Yeah. So if you have pain, you know, and which obviously people develop and joints and all that sort of thing, exercise does help that. So our rule of thumb is that while you're doing the exercise, if it's a little bit sore, that's fine. Keep on going. But if when you finish the exercise, you're still sore or sorer, then you've done too much or you've hurt yourself. So really the rule of thumb is if the pain is worse after doing the exercise, well, obviously that wasn't the exercise for you. So do less of it the next time and just to manage that way. And then if you've any queries in relation to that, maybe talk to your GP and get referred to physio.
So Fiona, what can people practically do at home and what is advisable? What are you asking your patients to do or, you know, the wider public?
Look, the general advice out there is that you should be doing 30 minutes of activity 5 days per week. And we do realise there's a lot of people out there that cannot do that amount of activity. So even pulling that back, even doing two sets of 10 minutes twice a day, walking around the house, go outside, walk around your house if the surface is safe for you to do so. If you need a walking aid or whatever, you know, to ensure that you have that and that it's in good condition. Certainly walking is great to get the blood circulating, to work the muscles and for your general health and well-being. Specific exercises like just in sitting, just to straighten out your knee, bring your toes up towards you, working those big thigh muscles and holding that for a few seconds and doing 10 repetitions for each leg. That works the major thigh muscle that helps you get out of a chair, okay? Simple exercise like just circling your arms and when you're standing, if you hold on to the worktop and just lifting your knees up and down like you're marching on the spot. Simple things like that can help maintain your mobility and prevent you from deteriorating. So we'd recommend that people do that sort of thing.